His winds will be out to left center field, but just barely blowing right now, no more than 5 miles an hour. Our umpires tonight, Phil Heim is behind the plate. Alec Lina is the first baseman. Cody Kogan will be serving as the umpire at third. Eric Sapp is all ready. He is already making his way down from the bullpen down the left field line. Louis Davenport has been ready for some time as he is into the dugout. And the Spikes will be wearing their red jerseys tonight. State College in gold across the front. The Scrappers going all gray. Not only the gray jerseys and the gray pants on the road, but also the gray caps as they look to play spoiler here. Already out of playoff contention, but they can decide who is the representative in the second half of the season for the MLB Draft League Championship game coming up next Tuesday, likely to be a 6:35 start at Monongalia County Ballpark, the home of the West Virginia Black Bears, who will host that game. As the Spikes are getting ready to hit the field, we remind you tonight a Bud Light, or rather, excuse me, a Coors Light and Miller Light happy hour. Coors Light and Miller Light's half price until 7:30 this evening. It's also medieval night, and we are getting medieval on everyone here this evening as the night fights will take place after the game. Armored combat as well as classical fencing demonstrated on the field. And now, with our national anthem announcement, here's Rodney Martin.
You are able and kindly remove your hats as we honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem. Performing the anthem this evening, please welcome the Penns Valley's Men's Chorus.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still
Ladies and gentlemen, the Penns Valley Men's Chorus.
So the Penns Valley Men's Chorus leading us into the opener of this three-game series in the midst of this season-ending homestand for the Spikes in the America's Cup and Outlet. First pitch is next on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
And so here we go. So Louis Davenport on the mound here this evening. Davenport this season with a 2-0 record, a 5.97 ERA, but a lot of that is the early part of the year. He's been stellar as of late. Again, one earned run against him in his last 11 2/3 against the Scrappers in our first pitch tonight at 6:36. Actually, just under the wire, it is 6:35. 1-0 the count to Dom Bucco as the pitch low. It'll be Bucco to be followed by Will Prater and Jeffrey Wehler at the top of the Mahoning Valley order. Pitch low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Tonight's first pitch at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. The 2-0 fastball, it's a strike on the outer edge. 89 miles an hour for Davenport. Two balls and a strike. Again, Bucco, Prater, Wehler, the top third. Ron Washington, Parker DePasquale, Adam Fogle, the middle third. Oscar Ponce, Alex Crump, and Abimael Gonzalez Acosta to round it out. Here's a breaking ball, grounded left side, backhanded by Brody Perks at shortstop. Throw on to first in time. Madol is there with a nice stretch. And there's one away. That'll bring Will Prater to the plate. Prater this season, batting 209 in 17 games for the Scrappers. He has two doubles and a triple. He has eight runs batted in, a 295 on-base percentage. For the Spikes in the infield, Josh Madol at first, Marcus Page at second, Brody Perks at short, and Nick Guile at third to start things off. Outfield is Dawson Bailey in left, Trent Taylor in center, and Brock Reller in right. Davenport's first pitch to Prater, outside for a ball. Devin Buckner serving as the catcher, and he's been the man behind the plate for Louis' last two starts when he's been superb on both occasions. Wind up in the 1-0. That sliced foul left side towards the seats, 1-1. Again, 72 degrees at game time. Very little wind. Definitely cloudy skies overhead. In fact, mostly cloudy. Wind up and the 1-1. Breaking ball slices down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 1-2. Once again, our umpires, Phil Heim behind the plate, Alec Lina at first, Cody Kogan is at third. And the pitch, that's fouled left side over the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play, 1-2. Spikes in the white pants, the red jerseys tonight. Navy blue caps with a ribbon S logo as well. Gold numbers on the back of those red jerseys. State College across the front in gold as well. And the 1-2. At his broken bat grounder to first, taken by Madol. He'll go to the bag himself, steps on it. Two away in the top of the first. That will bring Jeffrey Wehler to the plate. First right-handed hitter that Louis Davenport will face tonight. Wehler this season batting 280. Three doubles, two triples, two homers, 15 runs batted in, playing his 28th game for the Scrappers. A 392 on base percentage, 410 slugging percentage, and that slugging percentage is second best on the Scrappers squad in the second half. Wehler has been the everyday shortstop from Mahoning Valley, and the first pitch to him tonight is lifted in the air down the right field line, tailing toward the Spikes bullpen and drops in foul. Colin Adams jogging after it, serving as the bullpen catcher tonight. He was thrust into the lineup on Sunday and performed beautifully. A double and a triple, both knocking in runs. He was a key factor, along with Dawson Bailey's four hits, and powering the offense in a 6-3 win over Williamsport to draw them within a game of the Crosscutters in the standings. Pitch high for a ball, 1-1 the count. Craig Antush, the Mahoning Valley third base coach, Ron Mayhays, coaching over at first. Here's the 1-1 from Davenport. That is foul back to the screen behind the plate. 1-2 the count. If you're expecting Steve Jones, don't worry. Steve will be along here, intending to some other matters. There's some other position he has. I think he's going to Purdue. tomorrow. Of course, the season opener for the Nittany Lions, Thursday night, 8 o'clock. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch. That is down and in, ball two. Went breaking ball that time. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The bases are empty here on the top of the first. Pleasure to have you along with us tonight. Five more great nights of fun, affordable family entertainment coming up. Breaking ball low and away. Appeal down to first. And Alec Lina says no go. Three balls, two strikes. Full count. Infield at normal depth. Louis gets the sign. And the righty delivers. Called strike three. Curveball, the slider, if you will, right across the outer edge of the plate. And that's the first strikeout of the night for Louis Davenport. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information. Three up, three down in the top of the first for Louis Davenport, including his first K. Spikes are on offense for the first time when we come back on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Cafarella Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Cafarella Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Let's go Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Eric Sapp getting the start for Mahoning Valley tonight. The lone left-hander on the Scrappers staff. And coming off a four-inning appearance last time out against the Spikes. Back in the starting role for the third time this season, just the second time in the second half across both halves of the 2022 campaign. A 2-0 record, a 1.52 ERA. He has made 15 total appearances, including those two previous starts. He's also finished three games. 29 and two-thirds total innings. He's allowed seven runs, five of them earned on 23 hits, 33 strikeouts to 16 walks for the product of Gannon University and a native of Deerfield, Ohio. College teammates with the Spikes, Rob Morissetti, this past season. In the second half, Sapp with a 1-0 record, a 1.31 ERA, and a 23-11 strikeout-to-walk ratio over 20 and two-thirds innings, including just second half appearances. Dawson Bailey had a pair of four-hit games this past weekend against Williamsport. One at historic Bowman Field on Friday, one here at Medler Field on Sunday. Spikes won both of those games, and Bailey is now hitting .293, a .373 on base percentage, 14 doubles. That leads the MLB Draft League in the second half. He is playing his 32nd game. He's knocked in 11 runs as well, and he's stolen five bases. Lefty on the mound, righty at the plate. First pitch from Sapp to Bailey is popped up. First base side, foul territory. Fogle is over. He reaches up and makes the catch. Didn't have to reach far. He's 6'5", but he puts it away, and that's the first out of the bottom of the first inning. No score here as Louis Davenport dispatched of all three Scrappers batters he faced in the opening frame. And here is Marcus Page, the second baseman tonight. Marcus hitting .267, eight doubles, a triple, three home runs, 14 runs batted in, a .357 on base percentage, .488 the slugging percentage for the Las Vegas native, who takes a strike over the outer edge. 0-1, 89 on the fastball from Sapp. He'll go exclusively from the stretch. Again, the Scrappers in all gray tonight. Gray jerseys, the Scrappers word mark logo across the front, maroon numerals on the lower left on front, all the way across the back. The 0-1 down and away. Went breaking ball that time, and it's 1-1. Gray pants as well with the blue stripe down the side of the leg and the gray caps with the Scrappy Teeth logo. Scrappy, the bulldog mascot of the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. One ball and one strike. Sapp delivers. Up high for a ball, 2-1. Infield for Mahoning Valley, Adam Fogle is at first base. Will Prater at second. Jeffrey Whaler at short. Oscar Ponce at third. Sapp is ready with the 2-1 as he comes set. Now the pitch. Breaking ball, and actually a fastball over the outer half. Did have some movement on, a nice drop. And it's two balls and two strikes. Outfield for Mahoning Valley is Abimael Gonzalez-Acosta in left, Dom Bucco in center, Ron Washington in right, Alex Crump doing the catching to start tonight's game. The 2-2. Breaking ball outside, and the count runs full as Page lets that go by. Trent Taylor waiting on deck. Middle third of the order for the Spikes, Devin Buckner, Brock Reller, and Luis Aviles. Nick Guile, Josh Madol, and Brody Perks rounding it out in the 7-8-9 spots. 3-2 to Page. One gone, bottom of the first, the pitch. And Page fouls this off right side. Count remains the same. Geisinger Kids Zone was free this past weekend. A pair of community nights to round out that slate. Our great thanks to the friends of Jake Corman for presenting those free Geisinger Kids Zone nights and many of the community nights throughout the 2022 season. Three balls, two strikes. Set by Sapp. Another payoff pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, ball four, and Page draws the walk to become the first base runner of the game. That'll bring Trent Taylor to the plate, the center fielder. 0-3 on Sunday, but he delivered a sacrifice fly in the fifth that actually brought in the go-ahead run at that point. Spikes broke open a 2-2 tie in the fifth with a four-run inning en route to that 6-3 win over the Crosscutters, and again, look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard early on. We can tell you that Williamsport and Trenton already canceled this evening. That game will not be made up. And so now Taylor in the right-handed box, and he has performed well this season. Pitch. And line right in the mid of Ponce. Back to first goes Page. Two away. The Adam ball working for Eric Sapp there as Taylor looks back with some frustration. He came into tonight's game hitting .357 with 10 doubles and 5 triples. The 5 triples, by the way, do lead the MLB Draft League in the second half. 20 RBIs across both halves of the season as well, but he is in the dugout. And now with two down and Page at first, here is Devin Buckner, who has thrived on knocking in base runners this year. He has 17 RBIs in 18 games, a .311 batting average, a .427 on-base percentage. Great situational hitter. He takes a fastball high and away to make it 1-0. David Valdez coaching at third for the Spikes. Will Johnson coaching at first. Dave Tremblay handling things from the dugout. Danny Gott is next to him as well as Jim Gott. Great to see Danny. I'm sure we'll be seeing him serve as a bat boy at times throughout the course of this game. Throw on to first, and Page back standing. We're in the bottom of the first inning, and again, the Spikes looking to capture the victory in this series opener, perhaps gain a half game on the Crosscutters in the league standings. Here's the set. The 1-0. Breaking ball low. 2-0 the count. The other game in progress right now, Frederick and West Virginia. The Keys are 3.5 games back, so it's a longer shot for them to make it. to the MLB Draft League Championship game, but they do have a slight chance. They need a lot of help, though, from Mahoning Valley and Trenton in this slate of games middle of the week. 2-0, and Buckner slices this one foul to the right side towards the Rail King section, but it'll ricochet off the wall of the Spikes bullpen, 2-1. Superfans are back in the house, of course. They receive their official Spikes Superfan T-shirts on Sunday. Always vocal, always loyal. Throughout the course of this season, they have brought the energy here to Midler Field each and every night. Throw on to first, Page dives back in. And even during the day games as well, they've been out here having a good time. It'll be great to have them for this final stretch of games at home in this 2022 season. Set by Sapp, 2-1 to Buckner. The southpaw to the plate. And Buckner sends this one high in the air to center, but playable for Dom Bucco. He'll send it all underneath it in right center, make the catch, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. One inning complete here at Midler Field at Lebrano Park. No score on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Into the second inning. Spikes and Scrappers in the opener. This three-game set, of course, a six-game stretch to finish out the regular season starting tonight. Five more nights of fun, affordable family entertainment after this one. All five games, like tonight's, will be at 6:35. And tomorrow, it is Summerween at the ballpark. A little Halloween in August. Close out the month. In addition, Wine Wednesday with half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30, and a Line & Kugel Summer Shandy Happy Hour tomorrow night, 5:30 to 7:30, half-price on the Lineys as well. Lineys and Lineys, half-price, 5:30 to 7:30. That's tomorrow night, Spikes and the Scrappers, game two of this three-game set. We hope that you'll join us, and, of course, Thursday we'll round out the series, and we'll keep you posted on that one. The scheduled time, of course, you look on the schedule right now, says 6:35, but we will keep you posted on that one. Want to make sure everyone has a great blue and white night to, of course, start off the college football season officially here in Happy Valley as the Nittany Lions take on Purdue out at Ross-Ade Stadium. Ron Washington will lead off the second inning for the Scrappers. He'll be followed by Parker DePasquale and Adam Fogle, the 4-5-6 hitters in the order. Washington batting .265 this season, .331 the on-base percentage, 4 doubles, 2 triples, 4 home runs, 18 RBIs in 30 games, and the pitch from Davenport swung on and missed, 0-1 the count. And again, Ron Washington out of the University of Pittsburgh. And as we have said throughout the course of the season, he is not related to the former Texas Rangers manager, although his actual full name is Ron Washington Jr. He is not the son of the not only former Rangers manager, but also the coach for the Atlanta Braves. And so Dave Tremblay, the director of player development there, worked with him for quite a few years. 0-2 the can after the breaking ball. Tries the breaking ball again, just off the plate outside. Washington does not chase, although that may have been an attempt to throw for a strike. Louis has been so devastating with the slider, so to speak, as his out pitch this season. The 1-2 and another breaking ball lifted to right field. Reller going back on it, looking up, and it's all gone. A solo homer for Ron Washington. Ricochets off the front of the bleachers in right field, and Washington delivers his fifth home run of the season that leads the way for the Scrappers, and it gives Mahoning Valley a 1-0 lead. So the Scrappers strike first here tonight, and Parker DePasquale now stepping in. DePasquale, by the way, is the McDonald's strikeout guy. 289 batting average, three doubles, a triple, two homers, 15 runs batted in. But it's the 26 strikeouts that interest fans, although he grounds the first pitch he sees on to third, diving at it. Nick Kyle knocks it down, but he'll have no play. DePasquale is aboard. That'll likely be an infield single. Here's Adam Fogle now. Fogle, the first baseman out of the University of Kentucky, a 222 batting average, five doubles, a triple, seven runs batted in. 6'5", 215 pounds. He has been a first baseman DH for Mahoning Valley here in the second half of the MLB Draft League season. Of course, Homer Bush, the skipper of the Scrappers, on the top step of the dugout, with Craig Antush serving as the third base coach, Ron Mahay at first, and the first pitch to Fogle swung on and missed. 0-1. Jordan Boynod, who works with the coaching staff, also in the dugout. Here's the set. And the 0-1 pitch. That's lifted in the air, foul territory, first base side. Madole headed over toward the tarp, reaches out, and makes the catch on top of the tarp. Josh Madole once again makes an outstanding defensive play. He has that tarp worked out so well. He can maneuver around that like its own, like it's his own house, and really he is in his house right now. Great to have him back in the lineup to make plays like that. One away. In the top of the second, Oscar Ponce now steps in. I guess I got to take partial credit for that. I helped place the tarp before the game today. Very small part. I'll take a sliver. Throw on to first, diving back in as DePasquale. Ponce this season batting 234, six doubles, a homer, seven runs batted in. I think Ian and Josh and the folks down in the grounds crew area knew exactly where they were going to put it. Let Josh Madole work around it effectively. The breaking ball in tight. Frederick has now taken a 1-0 lead on West Virginia. Top of the second, or rather now onto the bottom of the second inning down at Monongalia County Ballpark. Breaking ball down and in. 2-0 the count to Ponce, and Davenport will go to the rosin bag behind the dish. Or behind the plate, I should. Behind the pitching rubber. It's Ponce at the plate right now. Sunshine in right center field. Shadows around the rest of the surface as time is called. And the clouds rolling in, but this is pleasant little tufts overhead. Rolling right through, and again, deep blue skies. I don't think I've ever seen a deeper blue in the daytime here in Happy Valley than I did on Sunday. And here's a liner back through the box. Davenport had to duck out of the way, lest he lose a body part. And DePasquale moves up to second on the single that exited at 99 miles an hour. And that's why pitchers, that's part of the reason why they earn their pay. Catchers, of course, see that all the time, but they've got all sorts of protective equipment. And there is a movement afoot to have pitchers wear those sort of enhanced caps, make it more of a helmet so that, I mean, we saw Daniel Castano, former Spike, struck by a comeback or up the middle this year for the Marlins, and thankfully he is okay. He's well on the road to recovery. Daniel Ponce de Leon, former Spike, and his journey has been well chronicled. He was in great peril, grave peril, but he has fought through it. He ended up making his return to professional baseball, and he's continuing on with his career as the first pitch to Alex Crump low for a ball. But a lot of pitchers also, they don't want to wear the cap. They feel like it's too restrictive, and I feel like it's kind of like helmets in hockey. For a long time, it was not the scenario that anybody wore them, and for guys that put them on mid-career, there was an adjustment period. Here's the 1-0. That's up high for a ball. Buckner comes up trying to throw, but nobody covering a bag. So the runners return to their spots. Two balls, no strikes. First and second with one out. Three hits from Mahoning Valley. Spikes will be up, back up to the plate. Marcus Page received a walk in the first inning. Davenport set at the shoulders. Looks to second. The 2-0 pitch. And this is in the air, swung on, lifted to left field. Bailey going all the way back to the warning track, but circles underneath it, makes the catch, and the runners will retreat. Parker DePasquale went halfway between second and third as Bailey floated back to the warning track, and finally Bailey made the catch, so DePasquale had to retreat. Two down in the top of the second, and now the number nine hitter, Abimael Gonzalez-Acosta, to the plate. Gonzalez Acosta playing his 27th game for the Scrappers, a .230 batting average in his previous 26, .306 on base percentage, five doubles and a home run with seven runs batted in. Out of Bayamon, Puerto Rico, and the pitch. That's a strike, fastball at 90 miles an hour over the outer portion of the plate, 0-1 to the right-handed hitting Gonzalez Acosta. The two lefties in the lineup tonight from Mahoning Valley, both at the top of the order. Bucko, who's in the on-deck circle now, and Prater. The rest are righties. The lone switch hitter on the roster, Taj Porter, is on the bench to start. The 0-1. Grounder on to short. Scooped by Perks. He'll toss to second, going the short way for the force play that ends the top of the second inning. 6-4 it goes. For the Scrappers, one run on the Ron Washington leadoff solo homer in the frame. Three total hits. But two runners left on base. End of 1.5. 1-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's Back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Bottom half of the second inning, Spikes Baseball is brought to you by First National Bank. First National Bank's mobile banking delivers convenience. Check it out at mobilebanking@fmb-online.com. First National Bank, proud sponsor of the State College Spikes and proud State College community partner. Joe Putnam along with you. Steve Jones will be along shortly as the Spikes trail 1-0. But Brock Reller, Luis Aviles, and Nick Guile, power bats all, starting off the second inning for the Spikes. Beginning with Reller, who has been swinging a heavy bat ever since he came to Happy Valley. The Northeastern State product batting .357 this summer, a .511 on-base percentage to lead the MLB Draft League, a .592 slugging percentage after 9 doubles, a triple, and 4 home runs. He's knocked in 25 runs over his 30 games. A lefty-lefty matchup here, and Sapp's first offering to Reller fades up high for a ball, 1-0. Last time Sapp was on the mound in a starting role, Reller went 1-for-2 against him. And he's one of the rare hitters in the league that's received the respect of a mid-game intentional walk, which he received in the fifth inning of that game after Sapp had left the mound. Breaking ball on the 1-0, swung on and missed. It's now 1-1. 1-0 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the second inning on the Ron Washington solo homer in the top of the first, and that, again, for Washington was his fifth of the season. Leading the way for the Scrappers. 1-1. And Reller sends this one to right center field. Bucko coming over for it, however, reels it in. One away. Here's Luis Aviles, the designated hitter tonight. Aviles batting .302, a .373 on-base percentage, 4 doubles, 2 homers, 10 runs batted in, playing his 16th game for the Spikes. Here in the second half, a product of Tulane, and of course he's got that big bat as well. Aviles in the right-handed box, Sapp going exclusively from the stretch, Prater the second baseman moving closer to the bag, but playing behind it as the pitch in tight for a ball, 1-0. Not only are we back here tomorrow night at 6:35, Thursday as well, but then Trenton comes in for the last series of the regular season, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Spikes trying to make sure they remain in postseason contention, maybe even get the upper hand in the race for the second half berth in the MLB Draft League Championship game before the weekend comes to pass. But the last bark in the park of the season, presented by the Center Daily Times, is this Friday night, 6:35 game time. Doggy doors and gates will open at 5:30. 2-0 to Aviles, swung on and missed, chased after the breaking ball that dipped out of the zone, 2-1. Doggy giveaways as well for all the pups, thanks to Happy Valley Insurance. And Friday the last, 4-for-44 Friday of the season, 4 of our best seats, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, all for just $44, one of the best deals in town. And I was talking about it earlier today with somebody as the 2-1 to Aviles swung on and missed. Same offering as the last one, and it's 2-2. And they remarked, well, 4-for-44, it's been a popular deal. It hasn't risen. You know, we have inflation now, but not with this deal. And I said, absolutely. Still 4-for-44 makes it an even better deal than before. So you want to take advantage of it, call the Spikes at 814-272-1711 or buy at the ticket office. That's the way you take advantage of 4-for-44. It's not available at statecollegespikes.com, though every other ticket for Friday night is. It's a breaking ball low, 3-2 the count. And on statecollegespikes.com, you can also find out the rules and regulations, so to speak, for Bark in the Park. Of course, rule number one is have fun, but just a way for your good boy to play nice with all the others while here at the ballpark. Payoff pitch to Aviles. Tap foul to the left side. We'll do it again on 3-2.
Everybody clap your hands.
StateCollegeSpikes.com also has the info on all the promotions. We're just scratching the surface right now. What's going on over the last 6 home games of the 2022 regular season here in Midler Field, Lebrano Park? School is in session, we know, but that's part of the reason why we start our games at 6:35 now to help you get home a little earlier. Help the kiddos have the opportunity to enjoy the last moments of the summer as the 3-2 sent foul right side out toward the parking lot. Count still full to Luis Aviles. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Sapp comes set. The left-hander tapping the right foot. Now comes set. And the payoff pitch. And Aviles pops it up sky high to left center. Whaler, the shortstop, fading back into left center field, reaches up, makes the catch. Two down in the bottom of the second. Scrappers leading 1-0. And now Nick Guile, the number 7 batter in the order up. Guile, the third baseman, batting .224 this season, but 4 doubles, a triple, 2 homers, which he has hit against Mahoning Valley, though both of those homers were at Eastwood Field. 20 runs batted in this year. He's added 2 stolen bases as well. An on-base percentage of .339 for the Illinois State product, a native of Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. And he is now in the right-handed box facing the lefty Eric Sapp. Set by Sapp, and the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball again, dove out of the zone. Guile offered, it's 0-1. Lights are on all the way around here at the ballpark. Shadows across the field of the sunshine now off the outfield billboards in right center. Of course, you see the HRI Incorporated billboard, which HRI has been the proud sponsor. The road to the show, 68 players onto the major leagues from Happy Valley is the 0-1. Swung on and fouled. Bouncing behind the plate, 0-2 the count. And that number should be increasing soon. There are several Spikes alumni who are in AAA right now and hopefully are poised to make their Major League debut. One of them, Jerryl Gonzalez, who is a name that many fans will remember. He's a utility man, great hitter here with the Spikes. He is with the AAA Gwinnett Braves, and hopefully he may hear the call. Of course, as the 0-2 misses high, 1-2. Rosters are a little different now down the stretch of the Major League season. It used to be once September rolled around, anybody on the 40-man roster, the expanded roster of Major League teams, could be called up. And usually teams had 40 players at that time. But now the Major League teams have decided, MLB has decided, that they don't want the mass influx of players. You get uneven totals. Here's the 1-2. That misses high, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Also, that counts as service time, and that has been such a point of contention as well as of late. So now they've limited the amount of players who actually can be called up. Now, anybody on the 40-man roster is eligible, but not all of them can be called up during that September period now. So it kind of does reduce the chances, the likelihood, that we will see another Spike make a debut, but it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility. Pitch down and in for a ball, 3-2 to Guile. Base is empty, 2 outs, bottom of the second. Spikes down, 1-0. And, of course, with 10 players drafted this year, and across the league now, dozens of players have signed contracts with MLB teams. Many players here have signed to play professionally. But MLB contracts, of course, John Beamer, earlier in the second half, had his contract purchased by the Milwaukee Brewers. First Spike to go through that particular transaction. He signed and was earning a paycheck while he was here in State College in the second half, but the Brewers decided to take the plunge, scoop him up. 3-2 to Guile, down and in, ball 4. So a 2-out walk puts Guile on. And that will bring Josh Madol to the plane, the Charlotte native, or the Charlotte product, I should say. Native of Hempstead, North Carolina, and he is the lone niner remaining as the Spikes today said goodbye to Will Lancaster. Of course, Will deciding to head back to school. He's going to continue his education. We certainly wish Will the best of luck. And hopefully he'll be able to make a return trip to Happy Valley soon. I'd love to see him. He was a very effective left-handed reliever for the Spikes. Of course, had a great career at Charlotte. Also at South Carolina Upstate, where he was a teammate of Devin Buckner. So best wishes to Will as Madol takes ball 1 outside. Madol this season, 173 average, but that would be bumped up quite a bit if you included his sudden-death tiebreaker performance in the numbers. He does have a .392 on-base percentage in regulation. The 1-0 swung on and missed. High fastball that had some drop to it. And it's 1-1. Madol with a double and eight RBIs, again, in regulation play over his first 25 games. Already made a stellar defensive play going over the tarp to make a catch in the top half of the second inning. Lefty-lefty matchup as Sapp looks to first and time call before the 1-1, and Sapp will just toss the ball. Late granting of the timeout call. One ball, one strike. Set by Sapp. Toss to first. That was not the A move. One ball, one strike. Wind is kicked up just a tad, maybe about 5 to 10 miles an hour, blowing out to left center field at the moment. When the skies have really cleared out, there's a nice big white cloud right behind Mount Nittany right now. Just a gorgeous vista. This is definitely the best view in the MLB Draft League as Madol lines went into left center field, a base hit. Guile going to try for third. No, he's not. He throws on the brakes as he rounds second. But Josh Madol with the first Spikes hit of the evening. A two-out single. Two runners on now for State College. And Brody Perks to the plate. Perks batting .272 this season. A .358 on base percentage. Two doubles. A triple. 11 runs batted in. Playing his 32nd game. And he has been the everyday shortstop for the Spikes. He is very likely to play. He may get a day of rest here, but he's very likely to play these crucial games as the Spikes are in the hunt for that second half berth in the MLB Draft League Championship game. Again, Williamsport canceled today. They were scheduled to host Trenton, but the opening game wiped off. So the pitch to Perks, that's down and in for a ball, 1-0. Now the Crosscutters have had great success against the Thunder this year. 13 victories in the second half alone against Trenton. And of course, that 29-3 win earlier this year over the Thunder. The chant of Let's Go Spike goes up from the super fans, encouraging their compatriots in the crowd to join along. The 1-0 taken for a strike. Fastball in the outer half, 1-1. See a lot of kiddos in the crowd tonight. They're getting into it. And of course, again, earlier start times here. This is part of the reason why as we head take the turn towards fall. Not going to admit it's fall just yet. Not even with Penn State's football season opener coming up Thursday. I'm not going to admit the summertime's over until spike season is, and it might have another couple of days tacked on to the end of it as the 1-1 to Perks foul to the first base side, 1-2. By the way, if you go to the West Virginia Black Bears official website, you will find all the information on becoming part of the MLB Draft League Championship game. If you just want to head down and visit, of course, if you're looking for the Spikes, they may be able to make it. And the pitch, clip foul into the mitt, strike three. Can head to Black Bears official website to get all of the information on the MLB Draft League Championship game, which will be a 6:35 start September 6th. Spikes threatened with two outs, one hit, but two runners left on base. No runs in the frame at the end of two. Still 1-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Ballsburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Labrador Park. Enjoy 10-point red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Ready to swing for the fences?
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Into the third inning, 1-0 Mahoning Valley as we... Welcome, everyone, to Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Top of the order due up for the Scrappers. Dom Bucco, Will Prater, and Jeffrey Whaler went down in order against Louis Davenport in the first. Scrappers with a 1-0 lead. This is the opener of a three-game series. Spikes looking to gain a half game in the MLB Draft League standings, and that'll make the scenarios a little more interesting as the bouncer to the right side taken on two hops by Marcus Page. Costa first in time. One pitch, one out here in the third as Bucco grounds out for the second time this evening. Now Will Prater the batter. Prater grounded out to first with Madol taking the play himself in the opening frame. And that's another reason Josh Madol, such a great fielder, not only does he have great range, he will take the play himself a lot. Sort of alleviates the pitcher's need to come over, although the pitchers do a great job making it over because there are times where Josh just can't go to the bag himself, go into the ground, diving all over the place. So really adds to the defensive stature of this unit when he's in the lineup, and great to see him back in there second time in the last three games as the breaking ball for a called strike on the outer half to Will Prater. Left-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher. Louis with the green glove on the left hand. Getting back to his jive at Marshall, delivers. Fastball low, one ball and one strike. Louis, Atlanta native, grew up playing alongside J.D. Daniels. They never thought they'd be on the same team again after their youth baseball days were over, but here they are pitching together for the Spikes, and J.D. will get the start Thursday night against the Scrappers in the series finale. Of course, Thirsty Thursday, the last one of the season coming up. Hour before the game to an hour into the game. As it has been all season long, $2 16-ounce select drafts, $4 16-ounce craft drafts available here at the ballpark on Thirsty Thursday. Prater with the swing on the 1-2, fouls it to the first base seats. 1-0 Mahoning Valley, top of the third inning. Three hits for the Scrappers, one for the Spikes. No errors for either side thus far. Hi, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Putnam, how are you?
Doing well. 1-2, high and away. 2-2 the count.
So it started on time, I thought,
that
with rain.
Yes. Turned into quite the gorgeous evening as
well. Does that keep intact the 99.8% of the time it starts on time?
I think so. We may be bumped back up to 99.9 now as the 2-2. Down the left field line, foul ground. Bailey on the run, dives. Oh, it goes off the mid, and Dawson slow to get up, and that did not feel good. I think sliding on the warning track.
Yeah.
And he gets up as the Mahoning Valley relievers out of the bullpen check on him as well. And Dawson, I think, now just brushing himself off, making sure that doesn't have anything in the below the belt line, so to speak.
Right.
Anything get inside.
Believe me, a lot of dirt slid around all over the place.
Oh, yes.
And to various locations, I might add.
Bailey will get the baseball and gets a nice hand from the crowd, and he deserves it for the effort he put into that play. Very nearly came up with one of the best catches of the year. 2-2 to Prater as everybody returns to their stations.
And again, you're talking about a guy. He's typical of the average player on this team, an all-effort, all-out guy.
Absolutely. Two balls, two strikes. Another great job by the grounds crew here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Pitch, high and away for a ball.
In many ways, Joe.
Absolutely.
I'm just dealing with the rain.
Yep. As I tell everybody, Matt Neary is a wizard. Now, actually, Matt is serving as a youth football coach tonight. He's at practice, so he's left it in the capable hands of his crew, and they have done a phenomenal job. Grounder to the left side, charging Guile, but he drops it, and Prater is aboard, and that's going to be the first, well, is that going to be the first error of the night? Guile cut it off.
Well, Joe, I mean,
it's going to be an error.
It was a little disconcerting because the first thing they asked us this afternoon is, where's the mower? I have confidence in the staff. I just thought that was.
Jeffrey Whaler will bat the shortstop. Actually, you know, we talk about Matt Neary and his great work, which is in evidence all the time. He cultivates phenomenal talent.
Yep.
He's been in major league ball clubs, crossed the minor leagues now. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike on the inside corner, 0-1 to Whaler, 89 on the fastball. I mean, Matt, as you would suspect, with how great the sports turf management program here is at Penn State, Matt is another great teacher as well.
Yep.
You talk about real life situations. We see a lot of them here at Medler Field. The 0-1 sent deep to center field. Taylor at the warning track looks up. It's off the top of the wall and over for a two-run homer. That deflected off the very top, bounced up in the air, and tumbles over. It's 399 feet to center field. It's probably 395. Now, the distance will be 412, but I think that includes the bounce. 3-0 Mahoning Valley as Whaler brings in two with his third homer of the year. You talk about a fortunate bounce.
Yeah. You know, that's the first time I've ever seen that done here.
Yeah.
It hit square on the top of the wall and went over.
Here's Ron Washington, who hit a solo home run his first time up to the bleachers in right, giving Mahoning Valley the lead. He has five homers this year. Now 19 runs batted in. He fouls it off right side. 0-1. That's like the kicker who, I mean, Justin Tucker. 68 yards, yeah. Bounces off the crossbar, yeah. And if it goes one way, it's in. If it goes the other, it's not.
Then there's the Bears with a double and triple doink.
Pitch low for a ball to Washington, 1-1 the count. Davenport delivers. That's low and away, 2-1. I think David Akers, too, he had a 63-yard field goal once that tied the record at the time, and I think he doinked it off the crossbar, and it just barely crawled over.
His son is now Northwestern's punter, transferred in from UCLA.
2-1. This is popped up on the infield. Shortstop Perks will take charge. Makes the catch just behind the bag. Two gone here on the top of the third. Well, that'll make it so that one of those runs is unearned for Davenport. Of course, he had come in allowing just one earned run against the Scrappers in his last two outings against them, 11 and a third innings.
With 21 strikeouts.
21 strikeouts and 11 two-thirds, I should say, nevertheless.
I mean, you don't think I followed the games, Joe.
Parker DePasquale is the McDonald strikeout guy, and he takes ball one low, breaking ball. Louis has one strikeout thus far tonight.
This guy homered here the last time they were in. Again, you don't think I follow the game.
1-0. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. As I was mentioning earlier, you were away here for the early part of the game. Something about something else you do. I don't know. You're taking a trip to Indiana, something like that.
Had to work out the travel plans.
1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. And is that? Well, that's going to be a strikeout. And Parker DePasquale has struck out here in the third inning, so everybody here gets that free Big Mac.
I'll be back. I haven't had dinner yet.
I said, 26th time customer of the month, got to hit it up. as is everybody else here on $2 Wonky Taco Tuesday.
Well, I'm going to.
Ah.
All right. I will do it. We'll figure out. Maybe you're in the bottom of the third.
Okay.
But the problem is going to be as follows.
Uh-huh.
In the Toyota RAV4th.
Oh, yes.
Am I allowed?
Well, you know, it is medieval night. Maybe we can make the proper pilgrimage to get the sanction on that.
I am a survival of medieval times.
Just as long as you don't consider yourself the plague, because certainly you are not. 2.5 gone here at Medlar Field, 3-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. The State College Spikes are home on Wednesday night for a little preview of October with the Summerween celebration at Medlar Field. Game time is 6:35 against Mahoning Valley, and we'll have lots of treats to round out the summer. Plus, it's Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom half of the third inning, and Austin Bailey fouls off the first pitch he sees. It's into the mitt of Crump, 0-1.
So I've done four other talk shows today.
Yes.
Like you're a guest.
Yes.
And then one guy said, can I email you questions? I'm like, yeah, sure. Yes. No. Oh, you wanted more?
Pitch high for a ball, 1-1. It's like Johnny Carson had a list of 12 responses he would give to any interview question. Yes, no, never on Sunday, something like that. I'll have to look up the list. 1-1, cued down the first baseline, goes foul and stays foul. Vogel tried to bring it back into the field of play, but he couldn't frame up the ground ball. And it is 1-2 to Bailey, who fouled out to the first baseman, Adam Vogel, in the first inning. 3-0 Mahoning Valley on a pair of homers. A solo shot by Ron Washington in the second, and a two-run homer off the top of the wall. It tumbled over for Jeffrey Whaler to center field. Off the very top of the wall, and that's a flat surface as well, by the way, on the top of the wall. That hit square, popped up, and just took that little tumble over. One ball, two strikes. Eric Sapp on for his third inning of work as a starter for the second consecutive outing. A pitch at his low for a ball, 2-2. Sapp really pressed into service, but did impress. Four scoreless innings his last time out. So that's why he gets the assignment again. Jan Figueroa, who has been a reliever for much of the year, will get the ball Thursday for the Scrappers. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the set. And the pitch. That's up high for a ball, 3-2.
Everybody clap your hands.
Mr. Jones off to find what he is going to select. He is headed to the salsa stand behind home plate. Of course, $2 walking tacos available, but the Super Nacho is also an option. That is usually his go-to, by the way, if you are wondering. 3-2, that is popped up off the handle of the bat down the first base line. It tumbles fair, picked up by Vogel, and he will tag Bailey for the first out here in the bottom of the third. A ground out, so to speak, as the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Here is Marcus Page. He drew a walk in the first inning against Sapp. Right-handed hitter against the southpaw, and the pitch. That is outside for a ball off speed from Sapp. 80 miles an hour. Santa on the 1-0. That is fouled to the right side, 1-1. I found Johnny Carson's list of 11 responses to interview questions. I think when Steve comes back, we'll go through them, see if he offered any to the emailing questioners peppering him in advance of the football season opener Thursday, the 1-1 bounce foul behind home plate, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Brendan Knoll, who was outstanding on the mound Sunday, retrieves the baseball from behind the plate. And that bulldog mentality on the mound, earning his first victory here in the second half of the MLB Draft League schedule. Here's the 1-2. Tapper to the left side, deflects off the mid of Wehler, and Page is aboard. That's going to be the first error of the night for the Scrappers. E6 is the call. And a runner on with one out as Trent Taylor steps up. Taylor smoked a liner to third last time, but it was right into the mid of Oscar Ponce. Taylor has been a bit frustrated over the last couple of games, but he has continued to hit the ball hard. When you do that, they will fall, and they may even fall beyond the fence. Page leading off first as Fogle holds him there. Here's the set. And the first pitch to Trent. Breaking ball low. 1-0 the count. Saturday night, Michael Motti bobblehead giveaway for the first 1,000 fans. Thanks to Penn State Health. And Michael Motti will also be making a special personal appearance here at the ballpark, so you can get not only him in bobblehead form, but you can get his autograph, meet and greet Michael Motti, and much more. He'll throw out the first pitch, too. That'll all be part of Saturday night's fun. 6:35 game time. The Trenton Thunder will be the opponent Saturday. Here's a bouncer to the left side. Back in by Wehler. Picks it up cleanly this time. Throw to first, however. Deflects off the mid of Fogle. And Wehler made the clean fielding play, but now it's going to be Fogle on a missed catch. It'll be back-to-back errors for the Scrappers. This one will be assessed to Fogle. The first baseman is had the ball gone into the mitt, it would have been an out. But instead, the Spikes granted some extra opportunities here in the bottom of the third. First and second, one gone for Devin Buckner. And boy, does he thrive in these situations. Devin told me that's what he views as his primary responsibility on offense. Runners in scoring position, less than two outs, bring him in. He's got a runner in scoring position now with one gone as the breaking ball misses low. 1-0 the count. Back with the Super Nachos.
It may be $2 walking taco.
Yes.
But guess what? You kick in six extra, you get a boat.
Oh, yes. The full boat. By the way, I found the list of Johnny Carson's 11 responses
to really?
Interview questions.
Oh, good.
So we'll go through it here in a moment.
All right.
1-0 the count to Buckner. Sapp looks to second. The pitch. That's a called strike on the inside corner. 1-1 the count.
Buckner not enamored with the call.
No.
If he's not, Joe, I'm not. Okay.
So, first response, yes, I did. Then, no, I didn't.
Okay.
Not a bit of truth in that rumor. Only twice in my life, both times on Saturday. 1-1 to Buckner, foul to the right side, 1-2. I can do either, but I prefer the first. Another response, no, kumquats. Also, I can't answer that question. And toads and tarantulas.
The ninth response, Turkestan, Denmark, Chile, and the Komandorsky Islands. 1-2 to Buckner.
I wonder why that show was successful.
Tapper foul, third base side. Count remains the same. Response number 10, as often as possible, but I'm not very good at it yet. I need much more practice. And last one, it happened to some old friends of mine, and it's a story I'll never forget. Johnny Carson's list of written answers to anyone who wanted to ask him interview questions.
Joe, this show's wild and wacky. It's a wildly wacky show. That's great crap.
You are correct, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
One ball, two strikes, the pitch. And Buckner sends this one into center field. Fading back is Bucko. This should move up Page. He tags. Oh, he's going to stay there. That's a strong throw by Bucko from center to hole Marcus Page at second. Trent Taylor stays at first. Two down. And Brock Reller at the plate. Reller flying out to the center fielder. Bucko in the second. Big flies on four different occasions this season. Spikes trailing 3-0, tying runs on the at the plate right now, and Brock has come through in this situation before.
One of his four home runs has been here. Two of Williamsport, one of Mahoning Valley, one here.
And that one was a three-run shot early in the game over the bleachers in right.
Yep.
Sapp, the left-hander, sets. Reller, the lefty, at the plate. First pitch swung on, popped up. Down the left field line, Gonzalez Acosta coming over for it. Set up underneath it, he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Spikes threaten off a pair of errors in the third, but leave two. End of three here at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. Mahoning Valley 3, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Caparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Caparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Into the fourth inning, Louis Davenport the third back on the hill. He'll face Adam Fogle, Oscar Ponce, and Alex Crump, the 6-7-8 batters in the Mahoning Valley order. Scrappers leading it 3-0 here, series opener. Williamsport rained out already today, so Spikes with an opportunity to gain a half game. They would drop a half game back in the standings, and certainly makes the scenarios a little more interesting down the stretch.
Should be pointed out, the Cutters do have a tiebreaker in here that actually works to their advantage, and tonight did not hurt them by raining out.
Yes. And they actually now, by virtue of that rain out, have played three less games than the Spikes, three fewer games here in the second half.
And it actually works to their advantage.
It does. Adam Fogle takes a ball high on the breaking ball from Davenport, 1-0.
Doug always looking for an angle.
Here's the windup and the 1-0. And that's lifted in the air, left center field. Bailey racing back toward the nook. This will tumble off the warning track and off the wall. Fogle into second. He'll hold there with a stand-up double. That is the fifth Mahoning Valley hit of the night. Three of them have been for extra bases.
Wow. And that was tagged.
104 miles an hour off the bat. 405 the distance on that one. Of course, it's 410 to the nook. So Fogle immediately into scoring position for Oscar Ponce, who singled in the second.
Now, Cruz hit a home run last night that went 117.
Yes, he did.
And last night, Judge hit his 50th, but they lost.
Yes.
And Pujols hit number 694. Ooh,
yes.
And remember, there's an extra week this year.
There is.
So don't think of it as that ending September 30th.
Breaking ball in the dirt and taking out for third is Fogle. He'll make it. That'll be a wild pitch. As Buckner able to block it, but it trickled off to his right, and Fogle was gone as soon as the ball hit the dirt.
Because of the lockout and the commitment to playing 162, and I had a nice conversation with Tom Berducci about this after it broke.
Yes.
He said, Steve, I'm so excited it's going to be 162. That means the season ends on October 5th.
Yep.
So we got a little bit more than 5 weeks left for these milestones.
Here's the 1-0. Grounder left side, 1-1 the count. I had somebody ask me, do you think Pujols will make it to 700? I said I didn't know about this year, but that he definitely would make it next year, even if he didn't make it to 700 this season.
He's making it now. I'm telling you. He's got 5 weeks to hit six, and he's actually hitting home runs now.
Yes, he is.
And the DH helps.
And he's had a couple of multi-homer games in there as well. 1-1 to Ponce, soft liner to left, drops in for a base hit. Fogle trots in from third, and Mahoning Valley has taken a 4-0 lead here on the top of the fourth as Ponce brings in the run.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I can see a film and I can see it with my own eyes here. But obviously, Davenport had great movement on his fastball the two times at Eastwood. I'm wondering, and I'm only wondering, if it's a little flat tonight. Because, look, it just happens. It's not.
Well, he also, what also made him tremendously effective, he was able to get that slider, almost a curveball type, 78, 79 miles an hour. He was able to throw it for strikes a majority of the time. Tonight, I think that is lessened as well, as Ponce with that RBI single records his eighth run batted in this season. Speaking of the major leagues, plenty of teams in action. Talking about the Cardinals, they trail the Reds 4-1. Tommy Edman with a solo homer for the St. Louis run, former Spike. That came in the top of the fourth out in Cincy.
And by the way, I talked today to Nelly Gillis.
Yes.
She is the producer of the 30 for 30 on the longest game.
Yes.
Right, the 33-inning game between Rochester and Pawtucket. And, yes, everybody knows Wade Boggs and Marty Barrett and Cal Ripken Jr. game. But who else was in that game? The catcher for Pawtucket. Former Spikes hitting coach Roger LaFrancois was in that game, and we've talked to Roger about it. And she was blown away. I said, no, I know Roger.
One of the great people in the game of baseball.
Ever.
1-0 the count to Alex Crump. He flied out to left last time up. The pitch, that's in the dirt, but gloved successfully by Buckner. No movement by Ponce on first. 2-0 the count. Elsewhere in the big leagues, Guardians leading the Orioles 5-1, bottom of the sixth. Rays on top of the Marlins 2-0, bottom of the fourth. Nationals leading the Athletics 2-1, bottom of the second. Cubs and Blue Jays scoreless top three. And the Mets lead the Dodgers in a big series 1-0, bottom of the second. Out in Queens. 2-0 to Crump. Fastball down and in, ball three.
And the manager was Joe Morgan.
Yes.
Not the Hall of Famer.
No.
But the manager of Morgan Magic in 1988.
Yep, went on to be the manager of the Red Sox. Four seasons, I think?
Yes. Jim Umbarger for Rochester, Orioles organization.
3-0 pitch called strike down the middle.
Pitched 10 scoreless innings of relief.
Yes.
Gave up four hits. They said it's the greatest game he ever pitched. He struck out like nine, did not walk a batter.
Yeah. But the game just kept on going.
Morgan got thrown out in the 21st inning.
3-1 to Crump. Popped up. Shallow right field. Page headed over. Madol retreating. It's Page that'll take charge. And Marcus makes the catch for the first down.
So Luis Aponte, who pitched in the majors.
Yes.
Is a relief pitcher.
Yep.
So like everybody else, he gets home at 4 or whatever in the morning. And, of course, this is 1981. There are no cell phones.
Yes.
His wife's like, where the heck have you been? He explains it. She thinks he's lying.
Exactly.
You were out drinking all
she
night.
She didn't believe him.
I was not. He says, so his response was, hey, look at the local paper in the morning. You'll see it. Right?
Pitch to Abimel. Gonzalez Acosta lined straight into the middle of Davenport. Fires to first. Just like that, a double play, and Louis out of the fourth inning.
So just to wrap up the story, because the game, they stopped it at 4 a.m. It's not in the morning edition of the paper.
Yep.
It didn't come out till Monday.
Yep, that was Easter Sunday in Pawtucket.
Yep.
Mahoning Valley adds a run on a pair of hits, but nobody laughed after the fantastic glove work by Louis Davenport. Three and a half gone here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. 4-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
Into the bottom of the fourth inning here at Medler Field. Mahoning Valley leading State College 4-0. And we made the trek. We went barefoot. We got the proper sanction here to take over in the bottom of the fourth inning. And taking it the rest of the way, it's Steve Jones.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, Joe. Proudly brought to you by Toyota and your local Central PA Toyota dealers. For dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. They may not want you back. 4-0. Mahoning Valley. Spikes start the comeback trail with Luis Aviles to be followed by Nick Guile and Josh Madol. Luis popped out to short his first time up back in the second inning. Bats on the right side. First pitch swinging it high in the air. Left center field, well hit at the wall. Reaches up and makes the catch at the wall. A great play by Dom Bucco in center field as he takes it away from Luis Aviles. What a play by Bucco.
And, Steve, I think that's the very same spot where Jeffrey Wehler's homer bounced off the top of the fence and over the wall, and Dom Bucco scales the fence and robs Luis Aviles of a homer.
Well, the ball's really carrying tonight,
yes,
Joe.
Yes, it is. Well, they got that humid air tonight, and that aids in the flight of the baseball. I believe AccuWeather had it at 100% humidity today in Happy Valley.
I'm ringing out now. The pitch in there for a ball. The guy who walked his first time up. Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel here in State College, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Trenton and Williamsport canceled. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. That actually works to Williamsport's advantage in the scenario. Meanwhile, Frederick leads West Virginia 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Sapp's done a good job so far. He's given up just one hit. And has a 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Lefty always works from the stretch, and he delivers the 2-0. In there for a strike, it is 2-1.
Guardians lead the Orioles 5-1 bottom of the sixth. Reds lead the Cardinals 4-1 bottom of the fourth, as Joe said. Rays lead the Marlins 2-0 end of four. Entire state of Florida enraptured by that series. Nationals lead the A's 4-1 bottom of the second. That is fouled. Spikes dugout. Knocked down by Jim Gott. It's 2-2. Blue Jays Cubs scoreless bottom of the third. Mets Dodgers, as Joe mentioned, 1-0 Mets top of the third. Mariners lead the Tigers 2-0 top of the third. Rockies Braves scoreless bottom of the second. Red Sox Twins out of Target scoreless in the bottom of the first. Here is the set, and Saps 2-2. And the pitch to Guile. Foul back to the bricks. It's still 2-2. Astros Rangers at 8:05. Royals White Sox on the south side 8:10. Pirates Brewers at Miller Park 8:10. Yankees and Angels at 9:38. Phils D-backs at 9:40. Padres and Giants at 9:45 in San Francisco. And Venus Williams, Serena's sister, falling in the first round of the U.S. Open. Serena did win last night. She plays tomorrow night at 7. Here's the pitch by Sapp, and Buckner fouls it to the Geisinger Champions Club. First base side bounces down below. And, Joe, you know that's the Ramada out of 10 Skirmer. Brought to you by the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel, located on South Atherton Street in State College, the official host hotel of your State College Spikes. 2-2 on Nick Guile. And the set by Sapp. 4-0 Scrappers, bottom of the fourth, the pitch. That is lined into left center field. That's going to fall for extra bases. Guile is around first, on his way to second. As he goes to the nook, he'll pull in with a stand-up double. And the Spikes will one out, trying to get something going here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And for Nick Guile, that is double number 6 on the season. Second inning of the game for the Spikes, and that'll bring Josh Madol to the plate, who singled his first time up. First extra base hit of the night for the Spikes. Down 4-0, bottom of the fourth, and here's Madol. Josh singled to right his first time. Outfield straight away, deep in center and right, shallow and left. Sapp delivers. Up high at the letters to Madol, one ball and no strikes the count. Josh has driven in 8, although he has 3 runs knocked in sudden death, which do not count in his stats. He's got Guile on second after the double. And the pitch. Checked it. It's a strike. 1-1 the count of Josh Madol. On this 72-degree evening, the wind is blowing straight out. Dole back into that left-handed box with Brody Perks on deck. Guile gets his lead at second after the one-out double. Sapp delivers. That's foul, third base side, printers.com's cheese shop box, and down below, 1-2 the count. 325 left field line, 378 left center, 410 the nook, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line, and right to the line, Country Kia corner. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, 8 feet at the scoreboard in left center, all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. 1-2 to Madol. Looks at Guile at second. Here's the pitch. Checked it. Down low. It's level at 2-2. Four nothing cutters. Solo homer by Washington in the second. Two-run shot by Wehler in the third that at the top of the wall and bounced over. And an RBI single by Ponce to knock in Fogel, who would double back in the fourth inning. 2-2. Checked it. Did not go. Good eye by Josh. It's full 3-2. He went slider that time and could not connect. Of course, sun goes down earlier now. Sundown tonight was 7:46. We're approaching 8 o'clock now. Late in the season, this is the way it is. Here is the set by Sapp. 3-2 to Madol. That is in the center field, coming on, and it's going to make the catch in center field, fires it back in, two gone. So Bucco makes a nice play in center field after taking a home run away from Avilas to start the inning. And here comes Brody Perks. Perks struck out swinging his first time, fouling it into the mitt of Crump. Perks has driven in 11. Right-handed hitter up now. The second baseman Prater will now shift over closer to the bag to keep Guile close. Sapp goes set and delivers. Outside corner for strike. It is 0-1. Brody's been on a really good streak of late. Bailey on deck. Two gone, Guile on second, 4-0 Scrappers here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Set, and the pitch. Lifted in the air down the left field line, toward the line and underneath it, and putting it away to win the inning is Acosta, and the double goes for naught. No runs, a hit, one stranded at second. We have played four full, 4-0. Mahoning Valley and the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience with a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Lebronto Park, an important game for the Spikes, but right now down 4-0 as we go to the top of the fifth. It'll be the top of the order for Mahoning Valley. Dom Bucco to be followed by Will Prater and Jeffrey Whaler. Bucco 0-for-2, grounded to short in the first, grounded to second in the third. But he's also made the defensive play of the game, taking away a home run from Luis Avilas, scaling the wall in center to grab it. Don't forget Park in the Park coming up on Friday, fourth and final one of the year. 6:35 will be the start. All 6:35 starts the rest of the way. First pitch swinging, fouls that into the Spikes dugout, first base side. It's 0-1. Bucco out of Saxonburg, Pennsylvania. Bats from the left side. All 6:35 starts tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 0-1. Down low, 1-1. 87 that time from Louis. 1-1 the count. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download StateCollegeSpikes.com. Don't go anywhere else. Online, don't get fooled. Rolled foul, first base side. Rolls all the way down to the Spikes bullpen. 1-2 the count. Go to the box office or walk up. Weather's going to be great. It's the final weekend of the year here at home. Labor Day weekend. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. Second. Third strikeout of the ball game for Louis Davenport. And once again, that strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. They're committed to the well-being and safety of our community. To learn more about how you can stay protected against COVID-19, please visit mountainindy.org/coronavirus. That'll bring to the plate Will Prater, bounced to first in the first, reached on an error in the third and scored on Whaler's homer. First pitch of ball, 1-0 the count. Key in this game is will be when the spikes get to that Mahoning Valley bullpen. Outside corner for strike gets 1-1 from Louie. Louie had a rough patch for a couple of starts, and boy, has he bounced back in a big way the last two times out. 21 strikeouts in two outings. He has three more tonight. 1-1. It's on the ground to second. Page waits for it. He's got it. Marcus throws to first in time. Two gone. Whaler struck out looking in the first, and a two-run homer that hit the top of the wall in center and bounced over. Davenport now with 44 strikeouts on the year, making his eighth start, his ninth overall appearance. Here's a guy now that's gone 32 and two-thirds so far with 44 strikeouts. That's impressive. The pitch. Up high for a ball. 1-0 the count to Whaler. Whaler out of St. Mary's in the northern tier of Pennsylvania. Played at Pitt. He's got three home runs, 17 knocked in. Check the swing. Did not go. It's 2-0. They have some good hitters in the lineup, but I think this is the most dangerous bat they have. 2-0 the count, wind blowing out about 5 miles an hour in this 72-degree evening. And the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Went up top that time with an 89-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 2-1. I want to thank all the people as I was coming into the park tonight that say, hey, wait, come on, get in here. 2-1 the count. Feel very appreciated here. 2-1 to Whaler. Davenport stares in. Davenport, 1 point with Eastern Kentucky. Last year pitched with Marshall. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 91. That's Louis' top out number tonight. Two balls and two strikes to Whaler with two gone, bases clean. Top of the fifth, 4-0 Mahoning Valley. 2-2. Bounce that one in. It's full 3-2. Joe will have all nine innings tomorrow and Thursday. I have to go to Purdue to broadcast Penn State football in the opener Thursday night. 3-2. Outside ball four, Whalers aboard. Out on the plane tomorrow and game at 8 o'clock, but you better believe tomorrow night sitting in the hotel room, I'll be on MLB Draft League.com listening to Joe's call. When you can't be at the ballpark, we recommend you do that as well. Here's Ron Washington. He homered to right field in the second and popped to short in the third. Whaler goes, pitches in there for a ball, and the throw is late and the steal by Whaler. One and oh the count. Scrapper scored one in the second, two in the third, and one in the fourth. Davenport trying to negotiate a scoreless fifth here. Looks at second, 1-0. Washington lines at the center field. Taylor coming on. Trent's there, puts it away, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, one stranded. End of 4.5. We're halfway. It's 4-0. Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, and Eric Sapp back to work, and he'll face the top of the order for the Spikes. 4-0 Mahoning Valley leads it. It'll be Dawson Bailey to be followed by Marcus Page and Trent Taylor. See if the Spikes can break through here, and in breaking through, get themselves right back in it. They've been out hit 6-2 so far, but that is so far. Wine Wednesday tomorrow, Thirsty Thursday, 4 for $44 Friday with Bark in the Park Friday, Michael Motti and the Bobblehead here on Saturday, and a fireworks extravaganza on Sunday night. 814-272-1711, buy, print, download, statecollegespikes.com, or you go to the box office or walk up. Bailey's 0 for 2. First pitch swinging. Into shallow center field, coming on Bucko, going back out the shortstop, can't make the play, it's going to be a base hit. He reached out to get it, Whaler did, he made a great effort, but that will be the third hit of the night for the Spikes. So Bailey, let's see if that jump starts the Spikes here. Marcus Page has been on base twice, reaching on a walk and an error. But he's got the power in that bat to cut this lead in half right here. Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-0 Mahoning Valley. Sat by Sat, Bailey 5 for 5 in stolen bases. Pitch by Eric. Outside corner for strike, good location, it's 0-1. Bailey's been hot of late. He's been right around that 300 mark now. I mean, he's lifted his average almost 50 points in 10 days. 0-1. It's caught the plate, but low. It's 1-1. As Joe mentioned, and of course, after broadcasting 16 seasons in this park like I have, when it's humid in here, the ball travels. Everyone talks about this being a doubles and triples park. Yes, except when it's humid like this. 1-1. Page on the ground, broken bat to third, picked up there, throws second to one, on to first, double play around the horn, 5-4-3. Ponce started it, Prater, good turn, and the Spikes with two outs. Trent Taylor 0 for 2, grounded to third in the first and reached on an error in the third. Sapp, to his credits, kept the Spikes in check so far. He's given up two hits to this point. 4 2/3 now. He's given up three hits. He has struck out one, he's walked two, and so far he has thrown 75 pitches. Base is empty with two outs. Outside for a ball to Trent, it's 1-0. Trent's parents were here over the weekend, made the trip back to Merritt Island, Florida. On Monday, it was an absolute pleasure to meet the two of them. And easy to say great things about their son. 1-0 the count. That's cute foul down the runway toward the Spikes dugout. Jim Gott will pick it up. 1-1 the count on Taylor. Taylor in that right-handed box. He's hitting 351. Set, and the pitch. Squares the bunt, pulls back. It's 2-1. Trent has a hit in 24 of his last 26 games. He just had another five-game hitting streak snapped. He had a 19-game hitting streak, then it was broken, then a five-game hitting streak, and that was snapped on Sunday. Two and one to count the pitch. Up high, it's 3-1 with Buckner on deck. Then after that, you get to Reller. 3-1 the count. Sapp, the lefty, looks in. He's walked two so far. Struck out only one. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball, 3-2 the count. Prater, the second baseman, now has suddenly moved himself from a normal spot at second, now playing right behind the bag at second base. Three and two the count on Trent Taylor with the shift on. And a guy that can control the bat. Sapp goes set. And the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. That's his second strikeout of the ballgame. So no runs, a hit, and nobody left. We have played five full here at the ballpark. 4-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's Back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Ballsburg, and now at Spikes Games at Mettler Field at Lombardo Park. Enjoy 10 Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all razzed up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one of the kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Tonight we work our way to the top half of the sixth inning. Louis Davenport back to work, trying to keep this a 4-0 game. Spikes down 4-0. And Davenport so far has thrown 73 pitches. Six hits, four runs, three earned. He has struck out three, he's walked one. And he will face Parker DePasquale, Adam Fogle, and Oscar Ponce. 5, 6, and 7 in the Mahoning Valley batting order here in the top half of the sixth inning. And Jason Summers will take over on the mound for the Spikes. So Jason Summers will step in, and they've called for relief. And you, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Summers is making his 11th appearance, his 10th in relief. 2-2 with a 4.98 ERA. He struck out 23, walked 12. 21 2/3, 16 runs, 12 earned, 16 hits. He has struck out 23, walked 12, hit 2. His last outing 3 days ago in a start against Williamsport, that was a struggle, but before that he was brilliant. 0-1 to D. Pasquale, low and outside, 1-1 the count. So again, Davenport goes the opening five, gives up the 6 hits, the 4 runs, 3 earned, walked 1, struck out 3. Summers, 1-1. Up high, 2-1 the count. Summers has the ability to finish this game out, as we know. The pitch, that's hit in the air down the right field line, slicing toward the seats. It'll make the fourth row and out of play. Just beyond the tarp, it's 2-2. His longest relief stint was 5 2/3 against Williamsport, and he was brilliant in that game. It was because of that performance that he earned himself a start against Williamsport on Saturday. 2-2 the count. He bounced that one in. It's full 3-2 on DePasquale. Parker came in as the McDonald strikeout guy tonight. He did strike out in the third. He has also singled the left. He's 1-for-2. Means starting at noon tomorrow with any purchase, you can get yourself a free Big Mac. 3-2. On the ground, one hopper to Guile at third. Knocks it down, picks it up, throws in time, and got him. Fine play by Nick, one gone. That'll bring to the plate Adam Fogle. Popped it first in the second, and then in the fourth, he doubled to left and scored the fourth run of the game eventually. So where's Fogle? And the pitch by Summers. That's low and outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. One and oh on Fogle. Hitting 209. It's wrapped foul toward the Mahoning Valley dugout. Third base side. It's 1-1. Driven in 7. Baseball's brought out. One and one the count. Base is empty here in the top of the sixth inning. 4-0 Mahoning Valley. That one bounced past everybody. It's 2-1. Mahoning Valley scored 1 in the second on the home run by Washington. 2 in the third on the 2-run over by Whaler that hit the top of the wall and bounced over. And then the double by Fogle followed by the base hit by Ponce to bring home the fourth run in the fourth. The pitch is on the ground, foul toward the tarp, first base side. 2-2 the count. Mahoning Valley's out hit. The spike so far, 6-3. 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. Mahoning Valley, 0-3-1 for State College. Up high for a ball, it's 3-2 again. 90 with the fastball from Jason that time. Summers looks in. 3-2. Lined right at Page at second, 2 outs. He hit that one right on the numbers that time. A 100-mile-per-hour exit velocity, but right at Page. 2 gone. Oscar Ponce's had a good night. Single the center in the second. Knocked in a run with a base hit in the fourth. Out of Brownsville, Texas. Bats on the right side. Outfield straight away. Normal depth. It's in low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Reller a little shallower in right. 91 in the fastball from Jason that time. 1-0 the count. Pitch by Summers. On the ground is short. There's Perks. Brody has it. Fires across in the dirt. Dug out by Madol. And the inning is over. 1-2-3 go the Scrappers in the sixth. 5.5 gone. Still 4-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Caparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Caparilla Furniture in Bellefonte, always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Let's go Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Eric Sapp back to work. He has thrown 82 pitches so far, 51 of them in strikes. He's gone 5 innings, 3 hits, struck out 2, walked 2. And he will face Devin Buckner, followed by Brock Reller and Luis Aviles. 4, 5, and 6 in the Spikes batting order in the bottom of the sixth inning. Spikes wearing their red jerseys tonight with the gold trim, white pants, blue stripe down the side, blue caps. Jerseys say State College across the front. Mahoning Valley wearing their grays tonight with the maroon trim and the maroon caps with the, excuse me, the gray caps with the maroon bill. Here's Sapp working from the stretch. That is lined off the glove of Ponce and into left field for a base hit. Buckner aboard with a leadoff single, and that will bring Reller to the plate. Fourth hit for the Spikes. First for Buckner, who's now 1-for-3, and here's Reller. Brock 0-for-2, flew to center in the second, flew to left in the third. Reller will step into that left-handed box at that wide stance, slightly open. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Sapp looks over at Buckner, and here comes the pitch to Reller. In tight at the letters, backed away, just turned a bit, 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes. 'Turned out to be a beautiful night for baseball. Yes, it rained hard during the day, but right around 4 o'clock stopped. 1-0. Outside corner for strike, it is 1-1. And 99.8% of the time, they start on time. It's the way it is here. The weather the rest of the week looks spectacular. 1-1 the count. Sapp works from the center of the hill, looks over at third. 1-1 to Reller. That's wrap foul. Spikes dug out. First base side. It's 1-2. Luis Aviles on deck. David Valdez coaching down at third tonight and Will Johnson at first. That wind is still blowing out to left. 1-2 the count on Reller, waiting for his pitch. Zapp delivers. Up high, 2-2. Mention out Brock tonight is 0-2 in the game. That average still an impressive 350. He's driven in 25. He's hit 4 home runs. Nine doubles, triple. And now awaits a 2-2. On its way. Outside corner call, strike three. Great pitch by Sapp. Gets his third strikeout. There's one out. Luis Aviles is 0-2. He popped out to short in the third. And then Bucco made a great play, scaling the wall in center and taking away a home run back in the fourth. Aviles has hit 2 home runs. He has driven in 10. That's back to the bricks foul. Knocked down by Guile on deck. It's 0-1. No balls at one strike to count. Buckner on first after a leadoff single. Middle infield at double play depth. 0-1 the count. Here's the set by Sapp. Checks first and to the plate. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 89. It's 0-2. Sapp's had good command tonight. Kept the ball in the yard. He's got 3 strikeouts to this point, but most of the outs have been fly ball outs. Here's the set. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him on an 81-mile-per-hour changeup. Two gone. That's his fourth strikeout. That'll bring Guile to the plate. 1-for-1. Walked in the second and doubled to left in the fourth. So Nick Guile to the plate. Nine outs in the air so far. That's outside for ball, 1-0 the count. So 9 outs in the air so far, 3 strikeouts. That's 12 of the 17. 1-0 the count. A set by Sapp, looks over at Buckner at first. The pitch. That's foul to the Geisinger Champions Club. First base side, now to play. It's 1-1. Can't thank Geisinger enough for their continued support of the ball club. Great day here on Sunday with the off-the-back option to auction to benefit the Jana Weiss Children's Hospital and Children's Miracle Network. 1-1 the count. Guile's driven in 20. The pitch. Up tight at the letters. 2-1 the count. Right-handed action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. In all likelihood, Sapp is on his last inning, and he's been really good tonight. He has scattered 4 hits through 5 2/3. Sapp's 2-1 coming up to Guile. The pitch. It's on the ground to second. Prater's got it. Shuffles it over to Whaler at short, and the inning is over. No runs, a leadoff hit, and one left. And at the end of 6 full, 4-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike,
or just getting back on your feet. Our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout Central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
So we work our way now to the top half of the seventh inning, and the Spikes Radio Network is presented by First National Bank. Visit your local First National Bank office to take advantage of expert guidance and comprehensive financial solutions to meet your private banking, insurance, wealth management, estate planning, and investment needs. First National Bank, proud sponsor of the State College Spikes and proud State College community partner. Jason Summers back to work here after working a 1-2-3-6. He'll face Alec Crump, Abimael Acosta, and Don Bucco, 8-9-1 in the Mahoning Valley batting order in the top of the seventh in a game that is 4-0. Mahoning Valley scoring a home run by Washington in the second. Two-run homer by Whaler that bounced off the top of the center field wall in the third. And Ponce with an RBI single to knock in Fogle in the fourth. That's the scoring in this one. They've out-hit the Spikes so far, 6-4. So Summers looks in, and here's Alex Crump. Catcher's 0-for-2, flew to left in the second, popped out the page at second in the fourth. First pitch is a strike. It is 0-1. Crump bats from the right side. And the pitch by Summers. High and tight. One ball and one strike the count. Two home runs and 10 knocked in. He's hitting .235. Scored a dozen runs. Straight away, normal depth in the outfield, although Reller rather shallow and right. That's down low. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Summers stares in, works from the first base side of the mound and delivers. That is line foul to the Geisinger kid zone and out of play. In fact, you know what? I think what it hit, did was it may have hit. Nah, I think it glanced off the light standard. They got a track down. 2-2 the count. Two and two, the count on Crump. Pitch by Summers, foul straight back to the screen. It is still 2-2. That is laced down the left field line, hooking to the corner, and it's a foul ball by about a foot. Alex Crump missing by inches of extra bases. It's still 2-2. So So now Elmo's up on the screen, and the super fans are dancing. They're loving it down below to our left. They've got their deer bats, and they're rolling. 2-2 the count. Nothing like the Elmo dance with a deer bat. 2-2. Outside, got away that time from Buckner. It's full 3-2. J.D. Daniels out to pick up that ball. J.D. did a heck of a job in relief on Sunday. I thought he was outstanding. Knoll did exactly what you expect Brendan Knoll to do, and then Daniels came out, got two shutout innings. Swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. Boy, that's the way this game is, isn't it? You miss extra bases by about 6 inches, and then you get struck out. And that strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Their team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountainindy.org for more information. Summers gets his first strikeout. And that'll bring to the plate Acosta. Pitch to the left fielder is low and outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Mahoning Valley. No runs, 4 hits and an error for the Spikes here in the top of the 7th with 1 out and the bases empty. Pitch. That's wrapped foul off his left instep. He'll have to walk that one off. It's 1-1. Ball and a strike. Ball and a strike. 1 out, bases empty. Reller still shallow and right. Normal for Taylor in center, a little deeper and left for Bailey. Acosta does have a home run. He's driven in 7. He's hitting 225. He is 0 for 2 tonight. Fielder's choice back in the second, then lined it back to Davenport, turned it into a double play to end the 4th inning. As he wraps that one foul, third base side, it's 1-2. Dom Bucco, leadoff man on deck. Summers delivers, bounced that one in, didn't take the bait. It's 2-2. That was a slider that time to get away from him. Here's the 2-2. Up high, full 3-2. Three balls and two strikes the count, 1 out, bases empty. Hit high in the air, deep to left field. Back goes Bailey, warning track, at the wall, reaches up and makes the catch at the wall. Two gone. He had it tracked all the way. Dom Bucco is 0 for 3, grounded to short in the first, grounded to second in the third, struck out swinging in the fifth. Two outs, bases empty. Bucco bats on the left side. He's also made the defensive play of the game, taking a home run away from Aviles. Fouls it to the on-deck area. Great job on deck by Prater that time as Will jumped out of the way and just missed getting hit by that foul ball that slammed off the bricks. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Bases empty, 2 outs. Summers has retired all 5 guys he's faced. 0-1 the count. We're top of the 7th, 4-0 Mahoning Valley. The pitch. It's fouled back to the screen. It's 0-2. Spikes will have due. Madole, Perks, and then back to the top of the order, Bailey, in the bottom of the 7th inning. 4-0 Mahoning Valley. They've out hit the spike 6-4. Summers continues to do his job. He's got an 0-2 count on Bucko. Open stance, left-handed box. Guile off the line at third. 0-2. Checked it, did not go. No appeal, 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Bucko. Mentioned earlier, he's out of Saxonburg, Pennsylvania. One, two. Up high, 2-2 on Bucko. That catch he made in center field on Avila's, one of the better catches I've seen in this park. Scaled the wall, took a home run away. Summers, 2-2. Outside corner call, strike three, got him. His second strike out of the game, and he's retired all six he has faced. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. They have more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at MountNittany.org. Seventh inning stretch time at the ballpark. 4-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. At the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medlar Field, Lebronto Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixelot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. Josh Madol will step to the plate to lead it off. He's 1-for-2, single to right in the second and flew to center in the third. He'll be followed by Brody Perks and then Dawson Bailey. And the first pitch to Madol is a ball, one ball, no strike. Sapp still in there. Working a seventh inning. Thought maybe the sixth would be the end of the road, but no, it is not. Sapp has thrown 96 pitches so far. 60 have been strikes. The 1-0. Outside and low, 2-0 the count. There is right-handed action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Sapp goes set. And the 2-0. Outside, 3-0 on Josh. We all know Madol has the ability to work the walk. Josh is second on the club with 23 of them behind Brock Reller, who has 31 to lead the league. 3-0 the count on Madol. Set by Sapp at the belt. 3-0 on Josh. Up high, ball four. He walked him on four pitches. So the Spikes actually have the leadoff man aboard for the third consecutive inning. Now let's see if they can do something with it. And now we're going to see. A little conversation on the mound. Sapp's done. I think they're going to take him out. Sapp did a heck of a job. He really did. They shake hands all the way around, and he's going to exit. Sapp went six innings in this game, gave up four hits, no runs. Now, obviously, he's responsible for Madole down at first. He struck out four. He walked three, including Josh. And he exits with a 4-0 lead, and Eric Sapp put together an outstanding performance tonight of 99 pitches. 60 of them were strikes. And Homer Bush finally came out and got him. Tried to stretch him out as far as he could. And now we talked earlier, after watching the way Sapp was pitching, they're like, okay, can they get to him? You thought it was going to be tough. And we said one of the keys would be getting to the bullpen. Well, now they're to the bullpen. They got a runner on, and let's see if they can do something with it. Anthony Boykes will be out there, the 6'2", 210-pound right-hander. And out of Barry University, living in Hialeah, Florida, he just turned 23 years of age. And boy, we'll take over here in the seventh inning with Madole on first. And nobody out. He's making his eighth appearance. He's 0-1 with a 4.32 ERA. A couple of saves. He's got 8 1/3, 8 hits. 4 runs all earned. He has struck out 9, walked 5, and opposing hitters 250 against him. So Anthony Boyd takes over here from Mahoning Valley, and will face Brody Perks with Madole on first and nobody out. So here we go. See if the Spikes can get something going here. And they're out of the seventh inning, down 4-0. It's the third straight inning that they have had a leadoff man aboard. They just have not been able to generate enough yet. But this is the part we've been talking about. That they needed to get to the bullpen, and that's where the opening was going to be. Well, the opening is there. Let's see if they can take advantage of it. Brody Perks is 0-2. Struck out swinging and flew out to right. That's on the right side. He's driven in 11. Middle infield double play depth. They've turned one in this game. I was back in the fifth inning. The pitch in tight getaway, and Madole will get the second. Interesting call for Kevin here, whether it's a wild pitch or a pass ball, because it did tip off the glove. I think he's voting catcher on this one. Yeah, pass ball. I agree with him. So it's 1-0 on Perks. Now can he get Madole in? Especially at the top of the order due. Boy goes set and delivers. In tight. 2-0 the count. Spikes have had their fair share of late inning lightning this season. They've been able to get to bullpens. Sapp was outstanding tonight. But now he's watching. Boy goes set, 2-0. In there for a strike, it is 2-1. Anthony goes behind the mound. Gets a little dirt off the spikes. Now stares back in. He'll stand upright when he looks in for the sign, but when he goes set, he really gets into a pronounced crouch and holds the glove up by his cheek. 2-1. Curveball up high, 3-1. Bailey on deck. Then you get to Page. Then you get to Taylor. Then you get to Buckner. Then Reller and Avilas. 4-0, Mahoney Valley in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch by Boy. In there for a strike, it is 3-2. Went up top that time with the slider. Boy now with a 3-2 count. The Doles on second with nobody out. 3-2. Hit high in the air, left field. Acosta goes back. It's playable. Backs up and makes the play. And Madole will hold it second with one out. Dawson Bailey is 1-for-3. In the first, he popped to first. In the third, he grounded to first. Then he singled the center off the glove of Wehler in the fifth. Wehler made a great effort on the play. When I say it's off his glove, he extended himself to get it, and it just tipped off the top of his glove. Bailey's driven in 10, including a game last week against Mahoning Valley where he drove in 5. First pitch to Dawson. That's fouled back to the screen. It's 0-1. Page will pick that one up in the on-deck circle. 0-1 the count. The Dole walked, reached second on a pass ball, one out. Spike's trying to break through here in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's 4-0 Mahoning Valley. 0-1. And it hit Bailey on the left wrist. Ew. Doubled over about a third of the way down the third base line. David Valdez comes down to see him. Dave Tremblay comes out of the dugout to see him. It may have gone off the elbow. And Ashley comes out to see him as well from the training staff. Will Johnson walks down from first. He'd been throwing everything inside to Bailey. Everything. And Ashley will now look at that left arm near the left elbow area. I don't know if it quite got the elbow or not, but that's in the general vicinity where she is looking right now. Thought maybe it caught his wrist, but it looks like it's more of the elbow. He's taking off the batting gloves, and it looks to me like he wants to stay in the game. Still talking at home plate. And he'll jog down to first. He is a tough customer. And Marcus Page comes to the plate. Now, what's happening here is that Page comes to the plate. That also means that Trent Taylor on deck is now the tying run. There is one out. Page tonight walked in the first, reached on an error in the third by Wehler, and then wrapped into a round-the-horn 5-4-3 double play in the fifth. Dole on second, Bailey on first with one out and plenty of power at the plate in Page. Boy goes set and delivers. Drop that one down low with a breaking ball that time, curveball. One ball and no strikes the count. Marcus has hit 3 home runs. He's driven in 14. Boy goes set, looks at Madole and delivers. At dropped in for a strike, gets 1-1. Good change up there from Boy. One ball and one strike, the count. Cooled off a bit here in the ballpark as that front finally went through earlier in the day. Started out the game at 72 degrees. The weather tomorrow through Sunday, spectacular. 1-1 the count. Boy, on its way. It's in there for a strike. He's in the hole, a ball and two strikes. Trent Taylor on deck. 1-2 the count. Ponce playing near the line at third. Middle infield double play depth. 1-2 and tight 2-2. Wine Wednesday tomorrow, Thirsty Thursday on Thursday, 4 for 44 Friday, and Bark at the Park Friday. Michael Motti bobblehead giveaway on Saturday, and Mike will be here. And Sunday, a fireworks extravaganza. All 6:35 starts. Set by Boy. 2-2. On its way. Bounced it in there. Good job by Crump to block it. 3-2 the count. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, steakhousespikes.com. Go to the box office or you can walk up. Just get here and be part of the 100,000 plus that have gone through the turnstiles this year. 3-2 the count. First and second, one out. Boy delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. Up in the zone that time with a 93-mile-per-hour fastball. And two outs. Taylor tonight is 0-for-3. Bounced the third in the first. Reached on an error in the third and struck out swinging in the fifth. Trent has driven in 19 this year. He's third on the club. Reller's driven in 25. Giles driven in 20. First and second, two outs. 4-0 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the seventh. Boy goes set. Madol's on second. Bailey on first. Swing and a miss. Slow curveball, outer edge. It's 0-2. 0-1, I should say. 0-1. Weather's going to be really great the next few days. All the way through the Labor Day weekend. Set by Boy. 0-1 to Taylor. Checked it. Got away. Runners move up to second and third, respectively. Madol pulls into third. Bailey into second. Count now 1-1 on Taylor. So the next few days, tomorrow, sunny and 78. Thursday, sunny and 78. Friday, sunny and 79. Saturday, sunny and 85. Sunday, sunny and 83. No better than a 20% chance of rain any day the next five. Come on out. Sunshine and baseball as we head into a long Labor Day weekend. 1-1 to Taylor with second and third. Swing and a miss at a pitch that was out of the zone. It's 1-2. Slow curveball that time, and he chased it. Buckner on deck hoping for a shot this inning. Taylor has a chance to drive in a pair right here. You got great speed on second and Bailey, of course, any hit, Madol can cartwheel home. 1-2 the count. Taylor mentions driven in 19. Boy delivers. And he went around, strike three, got him on another pitch that was out of the zone. No runs, no hits, two left. End of seven. 4-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medlar Field at Lombrado Park. Enjoy 10 Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout Central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
We work our way to the top half of the eighth inning, and Jason Summers, who's retired all six of the hitters he's faced so far, back to work with Mahoning Valley leading this game 4-0. Ron Washington, a solo homer to right in the second. Two-run homer by Jeffrey Wehler in the third. They hit the top of the center field wall and bounced over. And then Fogle doubled in the fourth and was knocked in by an Oscar Ponce base hit. That's all the scoring in this one. Four runs, six hits, two errors, Mahoning Valley. No runs, four hits, and an error for the Spikes as Summers goes to work against 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order here in the Mahoning Valley eighth with Will Prater, Jeffrey Wehler, and Ron Washington. Prater is 0-for-3, but he reached on an error in the third and scored. He's also bounced to first and grounded to second. And outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Summers is retired, all six he has faced. As the game has settled down, the pitch. That's foul, first, third base side. Past the Geisinger kid zone and out of play. It's 1-1. Prater bats from the left side. He's driven in 8. Summers 1-1. Way outside. 2-1 the count. Great promotions coming up to round out this season. Summers, 2-1. That's line foul. Right past the seats and skips toward the Geisinger kid zone and out of play. It's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes the count. 90-mile-per-hour fastball that time from Summers. Prater leading it off here in the top of the eighth and rolls it on the ground to short, and Perks has it. Fires, gets him by a step in time. One gone. 7 in a row retired by Jason Summers. Jeffrey Wehler 1-for-2. Struck out looking in the first. The two-run homer to center that bounced off the top of the wall and went over. I think it's the only time I've ever seen that here. And walked and stole a base back in the fifth. He really is the dangerous guy in this lineup. Three home runs now with 17 knocked in, hitting .284. He's a native of St. Mary's, played his college baseball at Pitt. And the pitch. It's on the ground, two hopper to short, backing up his Perks. Got it, fires, 2 down. 8 in a row set down by Summers. Washington 1-for-3, homered into the grandstand and right in the second. Popped to Perks at short in the third. Flew out to Taylor in center in the fifth. Out of Houston, Texas. See strides to the plate. Wehler takes his time going back to the dugout. Washington into that right-handed box. And the pitch. It's down low, 1-0 the count. Top of the eighth inning, 4-0. Mahoning Valley leads it. Summers delivers the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Ball out of the zone. Good slider that time. It's 1-1. One ball and one strike the count. And here's the pitch. Foul tip into the middle. Buckner, it's 1-2. Wind blowing to left about 5 miles per hour. Temperature down to about 71 degrees. Summers 1-2. That is Lake's foul on a line to the Mahoning Valley dugout. Or excuse me, the bullpen. It's 1-2. Bailey has to come over and pick it up. It went off the screen. Ball and two strikes the count. He was ahead of that slider that time. Summers with a 1-2 count with two outs, bases empty, top of the eighth. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. Three strikeouts now for Jason Summers as he ends the top of the eighth inning with the strikeout. And Mount Nittany Health Pediatrics website just for kids. Check it out at kids.mountnittany.org. Summers has set down 9 in a row. 4-0 Mahoning Valley as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are home on Wednesday night for a little preview of October with the Summerween celebration at Mettler Field. Game time is 6:35 against Mahoning Valley, and we'll have lots of treats to round out the summer. Plus, it's Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, 4-0. Mahoning Valley leads it. Sands in the hourglass rolling here on the Spikes. Six outs to work with. Devin Buckner, Brock Reller, and Luis Aviles, the heart of the order. 4, 5, and 6 coming up here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And these three guys have all hit the ball hard tonight, but between them, they're 1-for-9. Buckner 1-for-3, flew to center in the first, flew to center in the third. Singled off Ponce's glove into left field in the sixth. Followed by Reller and Aviles. Spikes looking to break through here in the bottom of the eighth inning. They've had the leadoff man aboard in each of the last three innings. Pitch to Buckner. Foul straight back to our left and out of play. 0-1 the count. Oh and one on Devin Buckner. He's driven in 17. What an addition he's been to the club. Boy goes set. 0-1. Outside corner with a curveball, it's 0-2. Right-handed hitting, Buckner will step back in. Outfield plays him straight away. believe it or not, Acosta does not play a deep left field. And, of course, Buckner can drive it. Infield back. Boy goes set with an 0-2 count and delivers. Bounce that one in the outer edge. It's 1-2. Wine Wednesday tomorrow. Thirsty Thursday on Thursday. Bark in the Park. 4 for 44 Friday. Michael Motti bobblehead with Mike here on Saturday. And fireworks on Fan Appreciation Night Sunday. All at 6:35. Foul back to the screen. It's still 1-2 on Buckner. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, staycollegespikes.com. Go to the box office or walk up. Five great games left here at the park this season. One and two, the count on Buckner. Waits on the right-handed box as Boy goes set and delivers. In the dirt, level at 2-2. Four runs, six hits, two errors, Mahoning Valley. No runs, four hits, and an error for the Spikes. Davenport went the opening five. Gave up six hits, four runs, three earned, struck out three, walked one. Jason Summers has retired all nine he has faced, doing so with three strikeouts. 2-2, the count on Buckner and the pitch. That is on the ground, one hopper. Prater reaches out the glove, stabs it, throws him out. One gone. Reller is 0-for-3. Flew to center in the second, flew to left in the third, struck out looking in the sixth. They've been able to keep Reller and Taylor off the bases tonight. Boy, by the way, throws hard. That was a 94-mile-per-hour fastball on the Buckner ground out to second to Prater. Reller in that left-handed box waits. He's hit four out. He's knocked in 25. Pitch up high at the letters. One ball, no strikes, the count. Took something off that one. I think that was a two-seamer that time. 1-2, the count on Brock. Reller waits. And the pitch. Checked it, did not go. It's 2-0. Luis Aviles on deck. Wind now blowing to left about 5 miles an hour. Gentle breeze on this Tuesday night. Boy, and that crouch now delivers. It's fouled straight back to the screen. It's 2-1. So Wine Wednesday tomorrow, Thirsty Thursday, Thursday, Bark in the Park at a 4 for 44 Friday, Michael Motti bobblehead with Mike here on Saturday, baseball bingo as well, and Fan Appreciation Night with a fireworks extravaganza afterward. 2-1. Fastball outside, 3-1 at 93. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, staycollegespikes.com. You can go to the box office to reserve your seats or walk up. 3-1 the count. Boy delivers. Swing and a foul tip into the mid. It's 3-2. 92 with that fastball from Boy. Holds that glove up against the left side of his chest. Stares in, stands straight up and down. Now when he goes set, he gets into that crouch. Holds that glove right up by the right side of his face. Call strike three. 86-mile-per-hour pitch. Two gone. For Boy, that's his third strikeout. And Aviles is 0-for-3, although he was robbed of a homer by Bucko. On a great play, scaling the wall in center field and reeling it back in to lead off the fourth inning. So here's Aviles with the bases empty and two outs. Boy goes set and delivers. In the dirt, 1-0 the count. Washington solo homer in the second. Whaler two-run homer in the third. Ponce drove in Fogel with a run in the fourth. That's all the scoring. 4-0 Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the eighth inning with two outs and the bases empty. Boy delivers. Swing and a miss. Good breaking pitch that was out of the zone. 1-1 the count. Boy now looks in. Two outs. Bases empty. 1-1 count on the right-handed hitting Luis Aviles. Nick Guile on deck. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. Went change up that time. Ball and two strikes. Aviles waits in the right-handed box. Boy goes set and delivers. In tight, danced away from that one. It's 2-2. After missing a period of time, about 2 weeks, Aviles has come back into the lineup and he's provided plenty of power. A couple of home runs, three doubles. He's driven in 10. Boys 2-2. On its way. Wrapped on the ground, wide of the bag at third, foul. Rolls all the way down to the Mahoning Valley bullpen. It's still 2-2. Outfield plays him straight away, but normal depth. Nothing out of the ordinary. Infield, of course, with two outs back. 4-0 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the eighth inning. Set by Boy. Holds that glove right up by the right cheek. 2-2. Down low, full 3-2 on Luis. Dave Tremblay on the top step of the Spikes dugout. Just hoping to see his team break through and then maybe start a rally with it. They've been out hit 6-4. Boy with a 3-2 count on Luis. The pitch to Aviles. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Fourth strikeout for Boy in the ballgame. And 1-2-3 go the Spikes in the eighth inning. Eight full in the books. 4-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harikoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Top half of the ninth inning, and Jason Summers back to work. He has faced nine batters. He has retired all nine. And he'll face Parker DePasquale, who is 1-for-3, single to left in the second. McDonald strikeout guy obliged by striking out in the third and grounded out to Nick Guile at third in the sixth. Summers back to work in the pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. He had that great relief effort at against Williamsport, going 5 2/3. Got roughed up in the start on Saturday, but boy, as he bounced back tonight, swing and a miss, 1-1 the count. Change up in the dirt that time. He chased it 1-1. DePasquale has two home runs. One of them, by the way, here. Hit it here earlier in the month. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Jason right now is out there throwing with great ease. There's a fluidity to how he's throwing the ball. Outfield straight away, not deep. Infield back with nobody out. Summers looks in. Jason's 1-2 on its way. Outside with a fastball, 2-2 at 91. Two balls and two strikes the count. Summers gets what he wants from Buckner. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Four strikeouts now for Jason Summers. That is 10 in a row. That strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health Orthopedics, ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountainindy.org/orthopedics. Adam Fogle at the plate. 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored in the fourth. He's also popped out to Madol at first and lined out to Page at second. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. It's 0-1. 4-0 Mahoning Valley, top of the ninth inning. One out, bases clean. And Summers delivers. Goes all the way back to the bricks. One ball and one strike the count. Do we have an announcement?
Not necessarily, no.
1-1 the count.
Bouncy Horses was great.
1-1. That's hit in the air down the right field line, foul and out of play. Well, at least everybody stayed on him.
Listen, I think you could still say I was on it. Now I was on my back with the horse still around me, but
1-2 the count. Summers to the plate. And in the air, foul, first base side will reach the concourse and out of play. Big bounce. Still bouncing. And on the eighth hop, he's got it. I give him credit. He tracked it.
Oh, yeah. He had to wait for the perfect time.
If it were a team to the north, they would still be bouncing. 1-2 the count. A pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Three in a row. He has now struck out five overall. He's retired 11 in a row. It's brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. With My Mountain Indy Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountainIndyHealth.com. Here's Oscar Ponce. Bouncer up the middle, behind the back, center field base hit. First hit that Summers has surrendered. He had retired 11 in a row. Can't say enough about the effort tonight. Two of his last three have been just terrific.
Certainly have.
Between those two, you're talking about 9 1/3.
When his team needed him the most.
I mean, he has kept this game under control. It's still 4-0. It's 4-0 when he entered. It's still 4-0. Did the same thing against Williamsport. Alex Crump to the plate. 0-for-3. Popped up behind the plate, but foul down below us. Takes a big bounce. The window's closed.
Yep.
Now, we'd like to point out to anybody, you know we want the windows open, right?
Yes.
But they are in need of repair.
They are.
So we can't open them until surgery is performed.
So if you know a window guy. No, I'm just kidding.
We do know a window guy.
We do.
0-1 to Crump. Swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. Slider that time from Jason. Crump had a cruel at-bat last time. He missed extra bases by about 6 inches and then struck out on the next pitch. That's baseball.
Mm-hmm.
0-2, and Summers goes set and delivers. Hit in the air, center field. Taylor's right there, comes in, makes the catch, and the inning is over. And Jason Summers, 4 outstanding shutout innings in relief. He has kept his team in it. He has given them a chance. We go to the bottom of the ninth. 4-0, Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
The State College Spikes are home on Wednesday night for a little preview of October with the Summerween celebration at Mettler Field. Game time is 6:35 against Mahoning Valley, and we'll have lots of treats to round out the summer. Plus, it's Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and after Anthony Boy went 2 innings, did not give up a hit or a run. He struck out 4, walked 1, hit 1. He gives way to Chad Coles, who's been really good this season. And Coles has pitched effectively against the Spikes, and he's trying to wrap this one up here for his team. Coles comes in. 6'3", 223 pounds, 23 years of age, out of Youngstown State and North Huntington, Pennsylvania. And on the mound, he is making his 24th appearance. 3-3, 4.46 ERA. 3-for-3 in save opportunities, 42 in the third. 36 hits, 26 runs, 21 earned. He has struck out 57, but he's walked 32. Opposing hitters, 228 against him. That was the key the other day. We talked about Blair Frederick. His problem was walks. They finally started getting walks. All 3 scored. That's what they need to do. They just need to work base runners against this guy. He's 6'3". He's lanky, and a lot of arms and legs flailing all over the place as he delivers to the plate.
He has been effective, though. He has essentially been the closer for Mahoning Valley this year.
Nick Guile at the plate. He has a double to left. He is 1-for-2. Guile, first pitch swinging, foul to the roof over us. 0-1 the count. Guile will be followed by Madole and Brody Perks, the bottom third of the order. On the Spikes, bottom third does not mean less dangerous. 0-1. Checked. It did not go. The appeal didn't go. 1-1 the count. What a job by Jason Summers. 4 innings, 1 hit, struck out 5, did not walk a batter. 1-1. Drop that in on the inside corner for a strike, gets 1-2. Guile is second in the club and runs knocked in with 20. Second to Reller's 25. His double in this game was his 5th of the season. Coles drops the glove down and delivers. Foul back to the screen, still 1-2. Madole picked that one up in the on-deck circle. J.D. Daniels brings out new baseballs for Phil Heim. Imagine a secretariat had fallen on you. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. Line to left field. That's a base hit. Let's see if that starts a rally. Giles stumbles around first. In fact, he didn't touch the bag. He finally does on the return.
First baseman, number 23.
Well, the Spikes have 5 hits, and Nick has 2 of them. Here comes Josh Madol. He's got 1 of them. He is 1-for-2. He also walked his last time up, his 24th walk of the season. Second to Reller's 31. Middle infield double play depth. Mahoning Valley has turned 1. That was back in the 5th inning. Around the horn, 5-4-3 double play. Madol's driven in 8. Checked it. That's a strike. Good pitch by Coles. It's 0-1. So in the right field grandstand, it looks like the super fans have something going out there.
They do. You know, the deer bats have been a popular item all season long, and they have built the deer bat chain, the super deer bat, if you will.
Foul tip in the net by Madol. It's 0-2. Perks on deck. Guile on first.
They're chanting deer chain. That's what they're calling it.
0-2 the count. Coles delivers. Outside 1-2. Good eye by Josh that time. Good purpose pitch. That was just off the edge. 1-2. Acosta shallow in left, but they're deep in center and in right. Acosta doesn't play a deep left field on anybody. The pitch. That is on the ground. Whaler's got it at short. Prater 1 on to first. Double play. Their second double play turn of the night. 6-4-3, and the Spikes are down to their final out. Brody Perks will walk to the plate as Danny Gott comes out to get that pitch, that bat.
Great to see Danny here. I actually had the chance to talk with Danny last week.
Podcast.
Yes, indeed. He says it's going to be released soon. He was actually showing several of the Spikes the video today.
Said, you know, what's it like to work with that idiot? It's the pitch. Outside for a ball. Remember, Dawson Bailey got hit by a pitch back in the 7th inning. John Meade's on deck. He's going to hit for him if Perks can keep the inning alive. 1-0. Up high, 2-0. Wind is now blowing straight out. 2 outs, bases empty, bottom of the 9th. 4-0 Mahoning Valley. Great to have you with us tonight. 2-0. Inside corner for a strike, 2-1. So, Wine Wednesday tomorrow. Thirsty Thursday on Thursday. Bark in the Park and a 4-for-44 Friday. Michael Motti, bobblehead, first 1,000 fans with Mike here on Saturday. Fireworks extravaganza coming up on Saturday on Fan Appreciation Day. Swing and a miss, it's 2-2. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, staycollegespikes.com. Go to the box office or walk up. Just be here.
And don't forget on Sundays, along with the extravaganza, Lucky's Kia giveaway. One lucky fan drives home a winner with a new Kia.
Up high, 3-2 the count. And the weather each day, no more than a 10 to 15% chance of rain any day, upper 70s, low 80s, Labor Day weekend. Be here. Aloha. Called strike 3, and it's aloha for the Spikes on this night. It does mean both.
That's right.
Well, Coles closes it out, and no runs, a hit, and nobody left. Final 4-0. Mahoning Valley wins it on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
from a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scirbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see Junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
The State College Fights are home on Wednesday night for a little preview of October with the Summerween celebration at Medlar Field. Game time is 6:35 against Mahoning Valley, and we'll have lots of treats to round out the summer. Plus, it's Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Medlar Field at Lebrano Park. So let's get to what is without question the great news of the night. The Spikes go over 100,000 in attendance for the year with five to play. Now 100,128 on the season. And what a tribute to all of you who have been here, been a part of it, and a tribute to the organization that continues to put together fun baseball entertainment that makes the summer so special around here. As for the game, it can be summed up this way, and I think Joe summed it up perfectly when we were in the break. He said, you know it's not your night. When Whaler hits a ball to center field, it hits the top of the wall, and it bounces over for a two-run homer in the third inning. And then the lead off the bottom of the fourth, Aviles hits it to the same spot further, and Bucko goes up and reels it in and takes a home run away. That sums up the night right there. Washington homer in the second. Two-run homer by Whaler in the third. Then Fogle doubled and Ponce knocked him in the fourth. And that was all the scoring. Four runs, seven hits, two errors from Mahoning Valley. The left four. Spikes had no runs, five hits, an error, but left nine. Eric Sapp was outstanding. He worked it into the seventh inning. He is now 2-0. Louis Davenport takes the loss. He's 2-1. Time of the game, 3 hours and 3 minutes. And now 100,128 into this ballpark this season with 5 games to play. And those 5, the weather's going to be between 77 and 83. No more than a 15% chance of rain in any of the 5 heading into a holiday weekend. Wine Wednesday tomorrow. Thirsty Thursday coming up. Bark in the Park with 4 for 44 Friday. Baseball Bingo with Michael Motti, bobblehead, first 1,000 fans with Mike here to meet, greet, and sign with you on Saturday. And then The Lion Country Kia giveaway coming up on Sunday on Fan Appreciation Night, and a fireworks extravaganza. All 6:35 starts. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, staycollegespikes.com, or you can go to the box office. Most important part be here, because there is nothing like a summer at the ballpark, and Labor Day weekend's coming up, and this ballpark will be open all 5 days for you. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. The final 4-0. Mahoning Valley wins it on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.